Mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. Cleverly written song, as many are from her. It's Kacey Musgraves here on The Penguin, setting the stage oh so perfectly for us to chat biscuits and more. In fact, we're talking Vicious Biscuit, a brand new biz coming soon. Sorry you can't go get it today because you're going to be drooling after you hear more about it. But we'll get into those specifics in a minute. But first, let me give a big warm welcome to our guest, Mike Ball with Vicious Biscuit. He's driven up from Charleston, speaking food, speaking music, speaking our language. And we are thrilled to welcome him to the studio and really excited to welcome Vicious Biscuit to our community. So with that, hello, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
It is certainly our pleasure. And I've got friends in Charleston that were just here over the weekend. And I was like, I got Vicious Biscuit coming in. What do y'all know? And they were drooling, telling me about it. At any rate, so we're going to delve into it a little bit more. Let's get a little bit of background. Great name of the business. Give a little story of how you got into this biz and how Vicious Biscuits was born.
Certainly. So it started with a local chef in Charleston, Michael Greeley, home chef. He and his wife had a pop-up catering gig called Vicious Biscuit. Had some great recipes for three biscuits. Our other owner, George McLaughlin, saw the name, was wanting to do a biscuit concept, and they connected and said, hey man, if your food is half as good as this name, we got something special. And so they built out a menu and opened our first location in the Mount Pleasant area. And my lord, I mean, it was a home run right off the bat, lined all the way out to Coleman Boulevard for hours and hours. And so immediately pivoted to the second location in Somerville, which is about 25 miles outside of Charleston. And man, that one just blew up as well. George brought me, reached out to me after the first year and said, hey, I want you to come check this concept out. Tell me if I'm crazy. I think we got something. And I took my family and visited, and I was just blown away. I was like, oh my lord, I've not seen excitement around a concept like this in so long. And so, you know, he offered me an invite to come and help build the brand, and just here we are.
And the excitement, obviously, I know people eating the food are got the excitement, but it sounds like even internally, there's this excitement you're talking about. Go into that a little bit more.
It is. We're crazy about the restaurant business. We've been doing it for 30 plus years, and we just love hospitality and making people smile and the interaction you get. And our food is just the vessel. I mean, luckily the food is phenomenal. And so we've got that part down pat. Now we're just trying to build the experience and share it with different markets. And so we are all like rabidly passionate about what we do.
Very cool. When did the Mount Pleasant store open? How long has it been?
I believe it was December 22nd, 2018.
Okay, so you've been in the game a few years, built that reputation, the line around the door. I was reading some information that you sent us before you got in, and I was like, good problem to have if you need to let people know that they can find a way to get there and eat the food, that the lines are around the building and down the block just about. Absolutely. A problem to have.
It is. It's better than a billboard any day.
No doubt about it. And so, of course, so the first one started in Mount Pleasant a few years ago. Another one exploded there in Somerville, and now you're coming here. Charlotte's on the front burner.
A couple weeks.
And yes, a couple ma'am. Of weeks you're supposed to open in Charlotte. Then I hear you're talking about Florida too.
Yes, ma'am. Jacksonville Beach, Florida, right at Neptune Beach.
And then the sky's the limit from there, I guess.
One of my favorite towns, Boone, North Carolina.
Right.
Yes, ma'am, right at Upstate.
And then I guess there's talk for anybody out there looking for a business. You guys are looking to do some franchising.
We are. We're going to be doing that soon. We're working on that kind of behind the scenes. We kind of had said we weren't really sure if that was the route we wanted to go, but we could not ignore the success we were having. We kept getting inundated with request after request from all over the country. You got to put one here. You got to put one there. And so, you know, we want to be able to share it. It's a fun ride.
Well, and like you say, I mean, the food is the vessel. So obviously the food is great, but like you're seriously building some community, it sounds like.
We are. We're very leadership focused. We want to be able to add value to our teams. All the things that came out of COVID and the pandemic is a lot of companies have really kind of doubled down on culture and who we want to be. And we want to provide a really great work-life balance, quality of life for individuals that are also equally passionate about the service industry, mm-hmm. but change the narrative on that grind of the 70, 80-hour work week and the late nights. You know, we close at 3 every day, so it's a great opportunity. I mean, who doesn't love brunch? And you get to interact with some. We have the most amazing guests that are just wildly passionate about coming to our spot daily. It's exciting to watch.
I mean, I guess so. If they're standing in line for a while to come and get it, then they are passionate about it. And yeah, if you build it, they will come. If you've got the right food, people will come for it. But it is nice to hear what you're talking about too, in terms of the values of how you guys are running the business and the culture. And you're right, there's been obviously a major renovation, I guess is one word to use to describe things post COVID. I guess we're not even fully post, but we're making our way, and some good changes coming out of that.
Yeah, lots of valuable lessons.
Right.
You know, we're trying to grow every day. So
If you're just joining us, that is Mike Ball from Vicious Biscuit. It is a great name. and they are opening their doors here soon. We don't know an exact date. It's looking like the end of May-ish, although we know how those things go, but they're coming soon. We're going to continue chatting. We're going to talk about the menu, and that's coming up. But Mike also speaks music, and we were talking. He's got his Goose shirt on. He was talking about some other favorite bands. We'll tide you over for a moment with one of his favorites. This is Live Learn from the California Honey Drops here on The Penguin. That is the California Honey Drops here on 98.3 The Penguin. Live Learn, a special one going out to our special guest. We've got Mike Ball in here, who's the COO with Vicious Biscuit. Sorry, all you 420ers, you can't go get it today, but they are coming soon to open their doors here in the Forum, actually right around the corner from the station. Happy about that, I can tell you for sure. Vicious Biscuit started in Charleston and Mount Pleasant. Mike was just telling us a little bit about the origins, their kind of culture shift in the restaurant biz, how much they're really trying to take care of their staff. It just goes on and on. Fantastic stuff. But now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. In fact, there's a nitty gritty item on the menu, right?
Yep, but I'm pumped.
So they've had a lot of fun with the name of the restaurant and the name of their items. We're talking about the line around the door. We're all going to understand that more firsthand as the doors open here, hopefully to be the end of May.
That's the goal.
That's tentative, but somewhere soon. So what makes that line around the door? What are some of the top sellers on the menu?
So the flagship biscuit is our Vicious. It's the Vicious Biscuit. It's a cheddar jalapeno biscuit with a crispy fried chicken breast. We house bread covered in our maple sausage gravy. Our gravy's got a light sweetness to it. And we have our cowboy candy, which we just talked about, which is our house candied jalapeno.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we got on the air. They didn't hear that. So the cowboy candy, for those out there who don't know.
Yeah, it's we house pickle and candy them in tequila, apple cider vinegar, and sugar. And they are an amazing sweet heat treat, if you will. And so they're just a garnish, but you can always ask for more. But that's our flagship biscuit. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything, sweet, savory, spicy. The Fat Boy is our second best. We make an in-house pimento cheese. And it's on a buttermilk biscuit with a crispy fried chicken breast and our hot honey that we put over it. My personal favorite is one we were looking at, the flamethrower. I like heat. And so, I mean, it's on the heat level of like a buffalo chicken sandwich. It's Frank's Red Hot. It's our Vicious Bacon, spicy remoulade, the cowboy candy, white cheddar, and a cheddar jalapeno biscuit. It's mouthwatering.
I mean, you guys, of course, I have a big screen here in front of me in the studio, and I have it pulled up. It's about the size of my face right now. It looks so, so good. Go take a look on the menu for some of this. And they've got it broken down. They're shareables to share or not to share.
Somebody reach. Share them.
Yes. Those are shareables.
Those are shareables.
For sure. They're
not
so
to be
big.
Eaten alone.
And then for the sweet stuff, I mean, you've got shortcake. You got beignets.
We do. Yeah. They're not your traditional beignets. It's our Vicious take on them. They're stuffed with a cinnamon cream cheese. It's our buttermilk biscuit dough. And we deep fry it. And then covering with cinnamon and our powdered sugar, and they're sitting on a bowl of our strawberry jam with a little whipped cream, some fresh strawberries, and a maple drizzle.
And then there's the not so vicious menu for folks that don't like things as hot and or some lighter fare too. So you do kind of cater to everybody.
Absolutely.
I see the oatmeal, the power bowl, the strawberry spinach salad, and all that, and everybody's like, quit talking about that, go back to those biscuits. I know the listeners out there really. So go to the website viciousbiscuit.com and peruse those menus. They've got the Kid Vicious menu. Yep. Clever once again.
We love the waffles. We have one of the sneaky best waffles in town. It's our sweet potato waffle. We make our sweet potato butter in-house, and we use that butter to make the waffle batter. It's amazing.
Sweet potato butter. I mean, if you're making things, that's bringing it down to the nano level. If you're making the butter in-house from sweet potatoes.
Absolutely.
That you're putting in those biscuits. Just amazing stuff. So coming soon, for any of you that've got friends in Charlotte, they're coming there actually before they open the doors here. So maybe within a couple of weeks to Charlotte. Then we get them here in Wilmington. They're looking to go to Boone, Jacksonville area, Florida, Jacks Beach in Florida, and possible franchising on the horizon for any of you folks out there maybe wanting to spread the word or get into business with some partners elsewhere. You can certainly do that. The website will take you all through it and get you chomping at the bit, literally, to get in on those that Vicious Biscuit opening. Mike, we can't thank you enough for coming in. Want to congratulate you on all the success you've already had. It sounds like it was really almost instant success.
It was. We've been very blessed. We're very thankful to our guests, the cultish following that we've created. We've had some amazing opportunities to be on Food Channel, and just we never could have dreamed the success we've had already. And so we're trying to strike while the iron's hot and, you know, ride this wave and just continue to take care of our people, you know, on both sides of the counter.
Right. Amen to that.
Appreciate the opportunity today.
Well, it is our pleasure, and we are thrilled to welcome you to town. Vicious Biscuit opening in the Forum. If you know where the old City Mac was, that's where they'll be, hopefully by the end of May, but coming soon. We'll certainly keep you posted, and you can keep your eyes out there on social media, of course, too. And the countdown is on.
Amen.
All right, we will got to do it. It's a little punk, but I got to throw in some Sid Vicious. This is something else here on The Penguin.